HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another She Slays Champion story. This week on She Slays, we have with us Tanisha Roy. Tanisha was diagnosed with cancer in 2018 when what was supposed to be a minor salivary gland tumor turned out to be malignant. Early diagnosis helped her to take curative action. However, her bodily changes and the subsequent negativity she faced from those around her caused her to be diagnosed with major depression. She then persevered and embarked on her fitness journey. A year and a half later, she was crowned Miss India and has won two other prestigious beauty pageants since. Come, let's listen to this champion story.
Hi, I'm Tanisha D. Roy, the three-title crown winner of Hot Mons Mrs. India Worldwide 2019 that was held in Greece in Saloniki in October 2019. I'm also a yoga healer and an empath, and I've been awarded as the most inspirational woman of the year 2020 and the most inspirational woman of the decade. My age is around 35 years old, and my profession right now is being a yoga teacher, but I was in the corporate sector working as a communications manager for the last 10 years of my life. I'm based out of Bangalore, and the health issue that I have recovered from is a pleomorphic adenoma, which had turned malignant. The initial response of any person who gets cancer is, why me? That was my response to it. Your mind starts overthinking. You start thinking a lot of things. There's anxiety. And what effect it had on my life, I went into a major depression. I was frustrated and I was angry at the situation. In March 2018, I was diagnosed with a salivary gland tumor. It's called the pleomorphic adenoma. And it was just below my left ear. It had turned very painful, and I had to go through surgery because there is no medications for it. But I took my time deciding about it, because the surgery takes place over the facial nerve, and if it's not happened properly, I could even end up in paralysis of half of my face. So I had to think about it a lot along with my family members, and then finally I thought of going for the surgery in June 2018. But the surgery was a success, but the bioscopy results of the surgery came on the tumor, and it had turned from benign to malignant. So it was a carcinoma of fibrous tissue. So this was the first hint that, you know, that I have been diagnosed. But I've been very grateful to the universe that I have been diagnosed only in the first stage of cancer, because normally people get diagnosed in the second and the third or the fourth stages, where it's very difficult to get treatment. There has been a lot of times where I thought, you know, my friends were my very good friends. But to be honest, there were a lot of friends who were not so close, but I actually needed them. You know, my neighbors, they started backbiting me, and they body shamed me, in fact, you know, because I was becoming very fat. And then, you know, I started working out, I started becoming very lean. And so they started body shaming me, and that kind of, you know, struck to be somewhere, and I had to prove them that no, you know, even though through my trials and tribulations, I can come out successful as a winner. So when I couldn't recognize myself in front of the mirror, I was always crying, I was always cranky, and no matter how much everybody wanted to love me and come closer to me, I was completely actually shooing away. So when my body started healing, I started getting up, and I no longer wanted to be a victim, and I started hitting the gym. No matter, it may be a hail, it may be a storm, it may be a snow, it can be a rain, it can be a fog, it doesn't matter. I started hitting the gym. I started working out almost 3 hours daily, like maybe not together, 1.5 hours in the morning and 1.5 hours in the evening. And as you know, when you work out, your serotonin is a kind of a chemical substance that gets released, and that is an antidepressant. It's a very natural antidepressant. So the more you work out, the more your brain, you know, starts focusing on the physical exercises. And that's where I also learned the benefits of yoga. That through the movements of the body, through the asanas, I started learning to focus and determine to hold my asanas, because the asanas was tricky, and the balance part, the flexibility part, I was concentrating on them. So all the noise that was happening inside my head started going away. All started working in a manner which started healing me. And then finally, you know, it was a very physical change. One day I looked in the mirror and I started looking like the same old Tanisha, the same vibrant, young, you know, energetic, happy, basically happy Tanisha. And that gave me a lot of confidence. words, and that gave me extra push, a shove to continue on this journey of self-healing and self-love. My parents, my close ones, my loved ones, and my spouse, of course, they're also quite shocked along with me. In fact, I'm the one who told them to forget about the treatment and all that, since I'm a traveler, so why don't we spend, you know, all the money traveling instead of the treatment? So, but then I got a big whack. And as I said, I was very grateful that I had been diagnosed at the early stage. So the treatment was easy rather than being diagnosed at a very later stage. And I keep saying to everyone that, yes, cancer is treatable, and cancer, you can overcome cancer if you get to know at an early stage. So they were very supportive of me, although I was very depressed and I kept myself closed. I could not share my feelings, even though I was like dying from inside and I was hurting from inside. I was feeling very suffocated. They tried their best to reach out to me. They tried their best to keep me happy, and whatever their duty was, like going to the doctors, getting a second opinion, getting all the tests done, and taking me along, getting the treatments done. So they did their part, of course. This kind of incident basically had taught me a lot in my life. That, as I say, number one, there is no prince in shining armor who's going to come, you know, white horse and save you from any situation, right? No, you are the person who can save yourself. The person who's looking at you from the mirror can save yourself. That is you. You have to have belief in yourself. You have to fill up yourself with self-love. It is not selfish, it is self-love. There's a lot of difference between selfish and self-love. You need to have the right attitude of mind, and you need to come out from the victim mindset. And instead of asking, why me, you need to say that, you know, what next? How do I come out of this solution? So yes, I was a shining example, a shining beacon for everybody out there in this world who is having any kind of problems or obstacles or any kind of adversities. I would like to tell them that do not lose hope. Okay, and hope and change is the only thing that is constant. So change according to circumstances. Do not give in to it, rather come out of it. And when you work harder, universe always listens to you. They say the universe falls in love with a stubborn heart. And when you're stubborn to do something good, trust me, something good will always happen in your life. Just don't let go. And believe in yourself, have faith in yourself. And no matter what, it might feel like a baby step, but just start doing it. You know, it can be anywhere. It can be a baby steps. You can crawl, you can walk, you can run, but just start doing it. I would say to all the listeners out there and to everybody out there that I have gone through a different circumstances in my life. I have been diagnosed with cancer. I have been treated. I had surgeries. I have bloated up with a lot of antibiotics. I was in bed rest for 6 to 7 months. I had gone through clinical depression. My body weight was very heavy. I could not recognize myself, and I had lost hope. But then something in me sparked and said that this is not the Tanisha that I know. And so I tried my best to come back to a level where I today am proud to say that, yes, I do stand by my words, by my experience, and it actually happens when you believe in yourself.
So this was Tanisha's story, a true She Slays fighter indeed. We hope that her story inspires you and encourages you to take better care of your health. If you too have a story to tell, then do write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com and let us tell your story to the world. Till then, stay tuned in and don't forget to like, share and subscribe to She Slays. This is your host Chai Dabba signing off. I will see you next week with another champion story. Till then, take care and keep slaying.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.